Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rashini Rajkumar back with you. I am in for Chad Hartman today. Thanks for spending part of your Friday with me and our team here on WCCO Radio. You kind of have to be hiding under a rock, and maybe you want to be hiding under a rock, to have missed the impeachment news of the week, which is that President Trump was found to the House says two articles impeachment against him. Now things move to the Senate for a trial. But there's a bit of a stall in that Speaker Pelosi has not handed over those articles to Senate leadership. What does the Constitution say about this? What do scholars say about this? What can we all say about this? We're going to get into that now. Phone lines are open if you want to share. And answering some of those expert questions for us, Professor Jill Hasday. She teaches and writes about constitutional law and legal history at the University of Minnesota Law School. Thanks for joining us today, Professor.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So what were your initial reactions to what went down with that impeachment vote this week?
We haven't had that many impeachments, so there's not really that much precedent. And one thing that is interesting is just how much is unsettled.
Yeah, absolutely. That is, and when you say unsettled, meaning in our Constitution about this topic?
The Constitution doesn't say much. It says that the House of Representatives has the sole power of impeachment, and that the Senate has the sole power to try impeachment, to trial impeachments, including for the president, and that the Chief Justice of the United States presides, and that it needs a two-thirds vote to remove. But beyond that, there's not many specifics.
Right. And like you say, this doesn't happen every presidency, thank goodness. So there isn't a lot of precedent. So then what is any sitting House and Senate left to do?
Well, the Senate actually has extensive rules on how to deal with impeachment. So these are just rules the Senate itself has passed by a majority vote, and they have procedures. For instance, what's at issue right now is the procedures basically say the Senate doesn't start its process until the House tells them that they've appointed impeachment managers that are basically like the equivalent of prosecuting attorneys. And so at least according to the rules, it seems like the Senate basically doesn't do anything until the House informs them that these managers have been appointed.
So what do you make of Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying that the Senate, the Republicans there, need to give more details about witnesses and testimony before she hands over the charges for the actual trial?
Well, I'm not going to comment politically, just legally. One of the things that's interesting in the Senate rules is the senators for impeachment, the senators take an oath where they swear to do impartial justice. A number of senators gave television interviews where they said they weren't planning on being impartial. And I think that especially made the House start thinking about what are going to be the rules governing impeachment. Are there going to be witnesses allowed, et cetera?
I'm speaking with Professor Jill Hasday from the University of Minnesota Law School. If you have any questions for her about impeachment and about the next steps, give us a call or just comment 651-989-9226. You can also text us 866-989-9226. So legally speaking, Speaker Pelosi is saying she wants to see more details about possible witnesses, about procedural issues. And do you think, you know, from a legal perspective, she's kind of doing her duty by saying we're not going to hand over these charges until we see those things?
There's arguments on both sides. So the argument she's acting appropriately. It is that what is the point of starting a procedure if it's not going to be a fair process? And that's her oversight to make sure, because the House is what runs the prosecution of the impeachment case. That's just part of her responsibility. The argument that she's acting inappropriately is the Constitution says the House votes on impeachment and then the Senate, the trial's in the Senate. So the argument she's not acting appropriately is, well, like, the House has done its job and now it's the time for the Senate to start.
Right. And so I would say, no matter what has been said by various senators, we as the American people are watching once this trial does indeed start, and it looks like it will start sometime in January, but we can watch them. And my guess is they can say these things right now rhetorically or just to be kind of showboating, but when it comes down to a trial, the American people are watching this, and they have the ability to vote their senators out of office if the American people feel like they're not being fair, wouldn't you say?
Right. And also another point to keep in mind is that according to the Constitution, you need a two-thirds vote for the Senate to remove a president, but you only need a majority vote to set the rules for impeachment. So the fight right now is really to get is really on the rules of impeachment. So impeachment always has a political aspect. It's always tried in part, in, as you said, in the court of political of public opinion. It's the politicians responding to what they think is fair. So one way of thinking about this dispute is it's a fight about what are the rules going to be. It focuses popular attention on the rules. It's not just the fact of the impeachment trial, where obviously the two-thirds vote is going to be very difficult. It's the fact of the rules, where getting a majority vote on a certain rule might be more politically possible for the Democrats.
So I want to ask you this, and I know you don't like to, share political opinions. So I really mean this as kind of your legal expertise. There has been a lot said about this wasn't necessarily the right step for the House to take in even starting the impeachment inquiry and then the impeachment. Do you feel legally now there could be some precedent set for in future administrations, Democrats, Republicans, that it will just be a much more commonplace kind of thing or option for a House to start?
Well, one thing that's, I think, interesting and that we've really seen over the last few years is so much of our government practice isn't in rules or in laws or in the text of the Constitution, but it's in norms of how you should behave. And those norms can change over time as people behave differently and as people's sense of what's appropriate changes over time. So we've seen a lot of so that's part of the fight, is about what are the norms and what should they be. And of course, people are going to read this precedent in different ways. So the Republicans might say, this means everyone will be impeached, and the Democrats say, no, this is an unusual situation. We're not going to have, we haven't had a previous impeachment where the claim was soliciting foreign interference in the election. But I think that's exactly what's being fought over, and it's an important subject to fight over because, as I said, so much of what the government does really is governed by norms and expectations about what's appropriate and what's reasonable, rather than the written rules. So the Constitution doesn't tell us how often there should be an impeachment. That's just not in it. It just tells us what the rules are.
Right. And that wasn't even the point. I mean, it gives us that framework.
It gives us the framework, but doesn't tell us how often to use it or in what context.
Right. Well, it is an amazing document, and it has had a lot of different interpretation over the years for different reasons and different parts of it. Professor Jill Hasday, thanks so much for joining us, giving us some insight into how to look at this from the legal perspective. Have a great holiday season.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.